Norfolk Southern CEO apologized for the train derailment on the Ohio-Pennsylvania border while promising Norfolk Southern will provide support for affected residents for as long as it takes. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Elwer.
Testifying before the Pennsylvania Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness, Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw said the company will continue to invest in Pennsylvania.
Norfolk Southern is here for the long haul, and we won't be finished until we make this right.
Shaw said they're establishing a long-term testing plan and a long-term medical compensation fund, but he didn't give a direct answer when asked if that would include cancer 5 or 10 years down the road. Shaw repeatedly said the decision to vent and burn gases from several cars was the correct call.
Based on the conditions on the ground, as we knew them, there was concern about an uncontrolled catastrophic explosion that would shoot harmful chemicals and shrapnel throughout the area.
While Shaw said the company is committed to safety, Chester County State Senator Katie Muth said a train blocked roads in Royersford on Thursday for 23 minutes, but police and rescue crews weren't notified despite concerns it could affect their response to an emergency. She asked if Norfolk Southern would commit to running shorter trains.
Senator, the NTSB did not indicate that train length had anything to do with the derailment in East Palestine.
Jim Melward, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.